Welcome to the Faith-Based Business Podcast with your host, Pastor Bob Thibodeau. On this podcast, we interview fellow entrepreneurs who are willing to share their stories, their trials, and their triumphs in business, all in an effort to help you avoid the same obstacles and to achieve success faster. But at all times, continue to rely on our faith to see us through to victory. Now, with today's guest, here is your host, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. You know, we always need to be aware that we are a spirit living in a body, and we have a soul. That's our triune spirit as well. Spirit, soul, and body. The soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And how does all this fit together? Well, to help us understand this today, our guest is Britska K. Burr, who's a contributing author to a new book, and her chapter is called Business. Well, her business is called Business and Coaching Leadership.com. Coaching and Leadership.com. I'm getting this right. I got so many notes flowing around here. But the chapter in her book is called Unleashing Potential Strategies for Life Mastery. Praise God. And let me just give up all this confusion that I'm saying right now and welcome to the program, Britska K. Burr. Britska, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today.
My pleasure, Bob, and thank you to God for the opportunity. I appreciate it so much.
Amen. And your chapter is called Mind Kinetics for Permanent Positive Change.
Yeah.
Now, you know, tell us about what is mind kinetics, first off.
Well, you know, I'd like to open my comments with, when we look around the world, Pastor Bob, what do we see? We see war and potential war breaking out. We see increase in drug addictions. We see more and more violence every day. We see crime. We see prostitution. And the list goes on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so how come? We have so many modalities in the world for personal and professional development. Why are they not working? So let me throw that question at you.
I would just blame it all on the devil.
There you go.
All right. And now for more information on best.
Tough question right at the very beginning of the podcast. Well, I really believe that, maybe 30 years ago here in Canada, and I know in the U.S. as well, we took God out of our school.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, we whipped out that conversation. And so it just gave people the opportunity to say, well, I don't need God in my life then. If the government is saying, we don't need God in our lives, then maybe I don't need God in my life. And so when that happens, you're right. I believe that the devil steps in and takes over our minds, our bodies, and our spirits. So too many modalities in the world for healing don't go far enough or deep enough. And so
let me pause you right there. Explain the word modalities for our listeners.
Okay. All right. So, well, what do people do if they want to learn? They will read books. They'll attend seminars, webinars, conferences. They might hire a coach or a counselor or a therapist, or they'll do something to heal their minds and heal their hearts. They'll do something. But my experience is that while many of these modalities do some great work, it's not enough. Clearly, it's not enough, because look what we've got: war and drugs and violence and crime and prostitution. Mm-hmm. So for what reason are we letting that evil into our lives? You know, it gets to the point where, you know, our children are afraid to walk on the streets in the daytime.
Yeah. Yeah, it used to be some areas of town at night. Now it's, all over,
It's
even in the
all over.
daytime. Even in the
Yes,
daytime, yeah.
absolutely. And then we have these, senseless wars and so on. And so when we don't have the right support systems, then we stay stuck in our negative beliefs. And that can lead to mental issues, physical challenges, and spiritual discontent. So just this last week, and it's only Thursday, but as a life and executive coach, as a professional coach, I've been working with people from one to three different countries, more than that. Anyway, they all have some major problems, and that is that the pandemic really affected their minds.
Especially younger people, the children were really affected by it.
Yes. Well, one of my young clients, and she's only 18, she's cutting herself. Cut, cut, cut. And others are just, their minds are so confused. They put on masks when it's not necessary to put masks on anymore, or they've become paranoid. They become so unclear as to what they could be doing with their lives. So that's what I mean about they're kind of stuck in this. And I look at how many people are turning away from the church as well.
And the church, I'm not placing blame, but the church hasn't really stepped up to try and counter what's been happening. They're just
Yes.
trying to go along as usual.
Yes. So, what we do with mind kinetics, and I'll explain it more in detail, but the essence of it is that the pandemic created a lot of fears for people. And even before the pandemic, we had a lot of fears, like the gun running and the violence and the crime and the war. And, I was speaking to a young lady this week, originally from Ukraine. She now lives in a European country, a Western European country. And my God, the trauma that these people have gone through is wicked. So when we go through any kind of a trauma, whether we're watching it on TV or we're embroiled in the trauma, we have all these negative beliefs. We have these fears. We have negative beliefs about ourselves that maybe we can't handle the situation if something happens. People want to run away and hide. They don't want to come out of their houses. Some of them don't want to go to work. They have to support themselves. And again, the teenagers start to do abusive things. They turn to vaping and alcohol and drugs, and the list goes on. So for the past 27 years, I developed the science of mind kinetics for coaching and leadership. And actually, I don't say this to many people, Bob, but where these I meditate, a good 2.5 hours a day, deep prayer and meditation. And one day, these tools just started to come out. So I picked up a pen and I started to write, because I come from an abusive childhood. There was lots of emotional and spiritual abuse. There was sexual abuse. There was physical, not as much physical, but certainly emotional, spiritual, and sexual abuse. So I had a lot of healing to do in here. Lots of stuff was going on, like, mother, why did you let your brother abuse me? Like, I was just 7 years old when that happened. And then when I entered into the, and there was all kinds of other stuff in there. And when I entered the corporate world, why is it that the men got all the good jobs when I am just as smart, if not smarter than they are? You know, so I've had a lot of abuse in my different areas of my life, and I needed to heal it.
Yeah, amen.
Because you know, you can't sit with that stuff that
Just fester.
Because it's like sludge, you know, in your brain, in your cells, and everywhere. And so again, after meditation, these methods start coming out, and I thought, well, this is good, you know. And I started using them on myself. And even before that happened, actually kind of at the same time, an artist friend of mine, Ken Jackson from London, Ontario, Canada,
Amen.
he told me about this lady who does subconscious work. And I thought, I wonder if I should go and try that, because I had tried everything after our daughter was born. In addition to all that other stuff from my childhood, after our daughter was born, I became bankrupt emotionally, spiritually. I had back pain so severe I could barely get out of a chair. And my husband will tell you what he went through watching me go through it. You know, poor guy. He was a saint. You know, he supported me all the way. And his name is John. And I'm so very grateful that he had the stamina to support me during that rough time.
Amen. Amen.
But Jan taught me the early versions of subconscious coaching, how to go into the subconscious mind, into the cells of our body to find what's really bothering us. Things that we don't even know about. They're blind spots. So I'll give you an example of the people who are pushing drugs. Why are they pushing these drugs? They have a negative mindset in there, don't they?
Yeah.
Something may have happened to them in their childhood or their early years, and so they feel maybe, well, I was hurt as a child, therefore I'm going to go and hurt someone else. That's the way it is. Yeah, that's how people think. They could be narcissists. Anyway, the list goes on. So Jan taught me the early tools. She's long gone to heaven, but what a blessing she was to this planet. Jan Sweeney was her name. And then I started developing more and more of these methods. Again, after meditation, and every time I needed it, another methodology would come out. So I've developed methods for healing relationships, for healing relationships with others, relationships with ourselves. You know, if there are things we don't love about ourselves, well, how do we change that? How do we switch that so that we can love ourselves more,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I've developed tools to help people very quickly overcome their problems, their challenges. I've developed corporate programs, corporate tools, corporate coaching methodologies. So, and some that go very deep into the subconscious mind, right into the cells to find the exact root cause of our negative beliefs and actions.
Amen. Amen.
Takes 5 seconds. Five
really?
Seconds. We enter through the chakra system, and it's very easy. The client does it, and they go, "Wow, you know, we can, in 5 seconds we can find the age of when that negative belief began, and then we have a discussion about the event and so on." So a client doesn't have to sit you know, on a bench or, you know, for many, many hours of therapy. They can if they want to. But mind kinetics is very fast. We zoom in, we find out what negative beliefs are stuck inside.
Amen.
And then
Amen.
In 90 minutes, we switch it to a positive one. And you're going to love this part. So, in every given session, we help a client go into their left brain to look at something logically. Corporate people like that, you know. And then we help someone go into their right brain to find out, you know, what relationships are being affected here, to find innovative solutions. It's their connection to spirit as well, that right brain. And we take them into the subconscious to find the root cause. Once they know why all this started, then it can be switched. But the piece you're going to love is at the end, we take them into their super conscious or their God self for solutions.
Man.
So
Amen.
we have 80 methodologies, 80.
And they still
come in, like our manuals are massive, right? And our students come and they learn all these different methodologies. And again, they cover a very wide span of relationship issues, health issues, family issues, trauma, anything. And then for taking someone into their God self or their Christ self, if you wish, we have 40 methodologies to take them up there.
That's 120.
It's massive. And they just kept coming. And I can't take any credit because these came from God. These came from, you know, my higher power. And I just kept writing. And so I've written many, many books on them. One of my books is called The God in Coaching, The Key to a Happy Life. And it's a textbook for our students who come to learn coaching skills. And we welcome everybody to come in. You could be a stay-at-home mom or a dad or a CEO of a company or a pastor. You could be anybody.
Yeah.
We welcome, we have doctors, we have therapists, we have people who, you know, just want to be coaches, you know, et cetera.
So when you talk about, you know, you have to heal the heart first.
Yeah.
And then that flips the negative beliefs that we have about ourselves and others.
Yeah.
Then do you enter all the modalities that you were talking about, or do you do the modalities first? How's all this work?
Built into each modality is the healing of the heart and going into the subconscious mind to find out what's really going on, and then taking them into their God self.
Okay, so you just don't hand them a manual this thick and, you know, a foot thick and say, here, read this, come back next week.
Now you gotta learn how to do it. Although, you know, we do have some of your viewers might be very interested in going to one method that we have put online free of charge. And it's kind of interesting when you'll remember when George Bush attacked Iraq.
Yeah.
Wow. The whole world was angry at him, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some weren't, but, you know. And I just prayed to God. I just said, you know, we don't need any more bloodshed. Please, you know, please give me something that I can give to the world so they can use, people can use it. Because let's face it, there are lots of people around the world who can't afford to hire a life and executive coach. Yeah. You know, many of our coaches are reasonably priced and others are more expensive and so on. And then others can, you know, they can afford it. But for those who can't, and even for those who can, they can go to www.thebrainwalk.com. Don't put HTTPS in front of it, just www.thebrainwalk.com. And it's a free methodology that I developed. It came as a result of George Bush attacking Iraq.
Mm.
And it, in less than 15 minutes, Pastor Bob, whoever goes in there, they can solve whatever is bothering them, and they will get a solution to it.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's awesome. Awesome. I know that you said, and prior to getting ready for all this, that the science of mind kinetics basically helps people become stronger in seven areas. Can you share those areas with us?
Yes. So, what do we still have? You probably know this from your work with Christ, that what percentage of Americans and Canadians, what percentage of marriages still fail?
Oh, I think it's like 75%, 80%.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, oh. I know it was 50% there for decades, but I'm pretty sure it's gone up
I haven't
like
done the
65,
research.
70%.
Wow, that is massive. So there's one reason there alone to engage in mind kinetics, right? Learn some tools, come and study with us, or you can, read, do lots of reading first. And because our family life is one of the seven areas, family life. And why do a lot of marriages fail? Again, negative beliefs. We are judging each other.
A lot of times it's for financial reasons too.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to tell you a cute story that's coming to my mind. When Jan was coaching me, the lady that taught me these some initial tools, I was complaining bitterly about my husband, that he was a lousy communicator. Oh boy. Okay. So she's coaching me on it and she asks me to see the mirror. She said, what is it in him that you don't like? And I said, well, he's a lousy communicator, blah, blah, blah. And then she turned to me and she said, well, what you see in others is a reflection of what you see in yourself.
Ouch.
Yeah. Owie, 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 right?
Yeah.
So she helped me see the mirror that how I was also a lousy communicator. You see, it's so easy to judge people, right? But if you can stop and take a look at this and say, okay, where is the mirror? And so then she took me into my God self and we got that healing done. And Pastor Bob, when my husband came home, I said, honey, I have something important to share with you. So we sat on the couch and I told him the story and I apologized. Because for all these years, I was blaming him. He was the problem in our marriage. It takes two to tango, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, amen.
And
Amen.
then here's another cute story around that. We encourage couples to come and learn together because my husband has gone through the program. He's an amazing coach and he's a great trainer as well. And some days I would be stuck. And so I would say, honey, I need you to coach me. And he'll say, okay. So it could be even in this room here, right? And he would say, okay, well, what do you want to work on today? And I'd say, well, my problem is you. You are my problem. So I
Amen.
would spiel it all out, right? So he would have to sit there, and we have to teach our coaches this. Our egos have to be out in that back garden, right? We are here to love that person. And so he had to see me as someone who was in pain. I'm his wife, but he had to see me as someone who was in pain. And he had to just help me to get over the pain. So, and I'm saying nasty things about him, but he's coaching me. So we did this for many years, and from time to time, I'll still ask him to do that, and vice versa, I will coach him, and his issue is me. So especially when you're working together with someone, because we're both co-presidents here at Coaching and Leadership International, and I tell you, it saved our marriage, because we're talking about marriage. It saved our business because we got our egos and our judgments out of the way. So
Wow.
that's just one. Let me just finish off with all these other areas of life. So the family life, very important for your people to, excuse me. Excuse me. So there's family, there's financial issues, as you said, right? Spiritual. I'm working with a young lady right now who said, And she's only nine. So
There we go.
we were talking about relationships, right? And then we also can use mind kinetics for our financial life, our spiritual life. Like this little girl said to me, I'm disconnected from God. You know, can you help me? I've kind of lost touch.
Wow.
This is a little girl, right?
Yeah.
So that's important. And we have social life, career, health, intellectual, and so on. So,
Amen. Do, you know, government leaders suffer from these things as well?
Yes.
How do you help them?
Oh, well, we've had some contracts. Like one of our contracts was with government for 10 years.
Mm.
And with government leaders, it's vital because when we get into those positions of power, sometimes we forget who we really are. And we start working from our egos instead of from our hearts.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
And I think that's a major issue. And so what we do is we work with them to keep them balanced. You have to operate your governments and your corporations with logic. I mean, we have to live in a logical world. But then how can we help you to be a noble leader? You know, so that I'm going to be very strong here, but someone who doesn't lie, who doesn't cheat, who doesn't steal, who doesn't kill, you know, isn't those are the teachings of Christ when you look at the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, that's true. Amen. Amen.
So
and that's a lot of that is lacking in government today.
Oh, yes. Big time. Yeah.
Yeah.
And corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
when we look at the corporate world, you know, if you're a publicly traded company, then unfortunately, it's all driven by the board of directors and how much money you're going to make for us this month.
Yeah, usually it's driven by the board of directors who are driven by the stockholders.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
You can go into meditation all day long as our stock's going up.
And, you know, so these are major issues, right? And but as long as the leaders come to the table with a noble heart and a noble mind, I think we could fix a lot of this stuff that's going on.
Amen.
But what we do is we help them change their mindsets. So if they've been programmed, you know, to be, you know, someone who doesn't communicate well with their staff, who abuses their staff, I see that all the time in my work.
Amen.
And some of it's quite subtle, which can be difficult. So we need to help them to find solutions inside of themselves so that they become better people.
Amen. Amen. How does mind kinetics for the Christian bring them closer to God?
Ah, well, when we are filled with negative beliefs, how can we be close to God?
True. Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to quote from a great spiritual leader, Swami Vivekananda from India. I've been to India 8 times. I love that country to teach. And he said something so profound in one of his books, which applies to all religions. That's why I'm bringing it up. He said, we have a soul, and our soul is perfect. But when we are having these challenges in life, we have this veil over us. And that veil of negative beliefs and fears and roadblocks and blind spots, that's preventing us from connecting to our God self, to our soul. It's those negative, because the soul doesn't think negatively. The soul is perfect.
Right, right. Amen.
Yep. Christ was perfect, right? And so I just love that analogy. And what we do with mind kinetics, and you can visually see this, is we will, excuse me, help the person find what is stopping them from achieving their goals or overcoming their challenges. And so that's the veil. It's stopping us from connecting to our God self. So we find out what is happening in each of those, the cells, wherever the cells are. Usually it's in the heart, by the way. One of the things we haven't talked about is that we have between 50 and 100 cells in our bodies. And some of those cells are to look after our eyesight and our heart rate and our kidneys and liver and so on. And many of them look after our thoughts. Candace Pert was a neuroscientist. She did some amazing work in this field. And so when we cannot think clearly, it means that we have receptors on our cells that are stuck. Mm-hmm. And those receptors will let food into the cell or not. And when the food's not coming into the cell, we cannot think clearly. And those receptors constricted because of some negative event.
Yeah. Amen.
So it's easy to, you know, it's easy for us with mind kinetics to find what's the cause. So it's one thing I'd love for your viewers to take away with from today is we don't have to stay stuck. We don't have to hide in our homes. We can have better jobs. You know, we can have money and we can have our spirituality at the same time.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely.
We can be noble people, but we need to find out what is happening in those 100 trillion cells in our body that are stopping us from becoming that kind of a person.
Yeah. Amen. So what's the end result when a person goes through your system?
Ah, this is cool. I'll give you some examples. And I put an example in the book Unleashing Potential. If someone wants to go and read the chapter in there, here's an example of an executive who came to me many years ago. At the age of 19, she was diagnosed with depression, and the psychologist put her on antidepressants, and she was on those antidepressants for 30 years.
Wow.
And she was getting worse and worse and worse. You know, she was even on Prozac, the highest level of Prozac you can imagine. Mm. And she was getting worse. So see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yep. It's what we're doing today isn't working very well. So she worked with me, and she had severe addiction. She was addicted to gambling. She thought nothing about going out to a gambling house and spending $300, $400, $500 a night. So she was in so much debt, and she was addicted to sexual abuse by her partner, addicted to alcohol and vaping, smoking, and the list goes on, right? She was able to drop her addiction to gambling because that was the most debilitating. And what was really kind of cool was during one of her visualizations, when we take her into her God self, she actually met Christ.
Mm.
It's kind of cool, cool story. And she visualized all these lions at the gates of heaven, and oh my God, it changed her life. She stopped. Yeah. She stopped her gambling. We have people who will stop drinking. Their diseases will stop. We measure everything. If people come to us for 10 sessions, for example, at the end of 10, we measure their results. Not just on a conscious level, you know, explaining to us how they've changed, but on a subconscious level, the stuff that they didn't even know was there. And that's always so exciting for people to find out what was there and how they kicked it out.
Amen. I bet. Especially if they've been suffering with their whole life.
Oh, some
And
people
that's.
die with this stuff still inside of them. It's this sludge sitting in their cells. It's not good.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Friska, this has been so good. And how can someone get in touch with you? They want to ask a question, they want to obtain more information on your coaching programs, things like that. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, first of all, I think you're going to share the link with them for the book Unleashing Potential Strategies for Life Mastery, the one. And they can definitely start by buying the PDF book or the paperback. They can also go to our website, coachingandleadership.com. And they can also write to me personally, and we can have a discussion. And it's BETS, as in Sarah, KA, at coachingandleadership.com. And I'd love to hear from them. And I welcome if they would like me to speak to any groups that they have, or if they've got a group of people that they would like to have group coaching done, that's powerful work.
Yeah. Amen. How long do you do it, like a one day session, or what do you do with that?
Oh, it depends on, what people want. If they want a 1 hour webinar, I can do that. Our coach training programs are quite intense, so they have to sign up for four. It's about 40 classes in about
Wow.
4 months, to
Okay.
learn. That's the first level. Every level is around 40 classes.
I
And
was talking about
again,
if someone wanted to have you come out and speak to like a business or something like that. Are you looking at, one hour, or is it
Oh,
a
sure. Yeah, it can.
all day thing, or what do you do?
Whatever they want.
Notice. Yep.
I'm
Good.
a professional speaker, so I can go out and speak for usually no less than 45 minutes. Like
Yeah.
if you're going to
Yeah.
do a keynote speech, you have to be impactful in 45 minutes, but
Amen. Yeah.
it's nice to do an hour and a half, and half day programs are also very powerful.
Amen. Amen. So the book Unleashing Potential Strategies for Life Mastery, how can someone order a copy of that?
I think I gave you the link there, right? If
Okay.
not, I'll give it to you again, and you can put it
Yeah,
on the
I don't see it there, but
okay.
okay.
I will email it back to you.
Okay. Is it on Amazon or Amazon?
Yes, but we prefer that they go to that link I sent, because then
Okay.
I get credit for it.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah,
Okay.
because there are 17
Outstanding.
of us
Yeah.
authors in this, so if they could use that link, then I get credit for it.
Okay.
And
Okay. Yeah.
I would just love to meet more of the people who listen to you and watch you. And
Amen.
so, Bob, what did you learn today that was good for you, if anything?
Well, there's so much. I mean, just the idea that there is a way to tap into the inner soul and empty out, like you called it, the sludge. I do a lot of prayer, meditation and prayer and things like that. But it sounds like you, through the kinetics, mind kinetics, has it systemized and a system. From my experience, life experience, once you have a system in place, everything else just goes with the flow. I mean, you have to, even a river has a system. It starts from high and flows downhill. That's the system. It never flows uphill. So
Exactly.
if you have a system in place, it just makes life simpler.
I really want to share that prayer and meditation is number one. I don't know where I would be without my meditation practice. I wouldn't be where I am, let's put it that way.
The
And
same
so,
thing on my end. I tell people that all the time. I get up about 5:15 in the morning, and that first hour is my alone time, because that's before the emails start streaming in and the phone starts ringing and the text messages are happening. That's my alone time with God to pray, meditate. I have to, if something's happening and I can't get that in, it seems like my whole day is off.
Yeah. But and here's another example of why, how mind kinetics can help, because many people will say, well, my prayers and meditation aren't working. So there's something stuck in them that's preventing them from connecting to God. Right? Why would God not want to answer your prayers? You know?
So we
go into that subconscious mind to find out what those blind spots are, those roadblocks out, and we kick them out. You don't need that sludge in there, because our connection to God this lifetime is the most important connection we can have.
Yeah, amen. That is so true, especially in this day and time.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
Amen, amen. Well, Briska, thank you for taking the time to join us today, man. It is so informative. Amen. Folks, you need to drop down the show notes, click the links down there, get in touch with Briska, sign up for at least an introduction session, and find out if this is something that you'd be interested in and that works. Go to her website, coachingleadership.com, and check out this book, Unleashing Potential: Strategies for Life Mastery. Order a copy, check it out. Just, you have to expand your range of information and possibilities. That's what this is all about. That's the purpose for this podcast, to bring things across your path that you may not have heard of or thought of. And if it resonates with you, it works. If it's something you're like, I'm not really interested, okay. But at least you have the information going forward. And tell us again, the link at thebrainwalk.com, www.thebrainwalk.com. What will they receive there?
Oh, yes. Okay. So this is a self-coaching tool. It stimulates how Einstein used to think. And you know, he was the quintessential genius of the last century. Mm-hmm. So in 15 minutes, they will go into their subconscious mind to find out something that's really bothering them. And then they will pick a strength, which will be a solution. You know, everybody's got strengths, right? So what are they already strong in that they can use to help them overcome their challenge? And then the brainwalk takes them into their God self for the best solution.
Amen.
Cool.
Amen. Amen. And that's what you'll get when you go down. And that's free.
It's free. It's free. Go and try it. You'll love it. Yeah.
Praise God. Well, that's good. Thank you so much again for coming on the program today. I do appreciate your time. And this is something that I'll be checking out. Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have for today.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Burr, myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Be blessed.
You have been listening to the Faith-Based Business Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. We appreciate you as a listener and fellow believer and want to encourage you in your entrepreneurial efforts. These programs are designed to provide you with information that you can use in your business to achieve success faster and avoid the obstacles that try to impede your success. All information on this podcast is for entertainment and information use only. Some of the products and services listed in the links may contain affiliate links, and Pastor Bob will earn a small commission when you click those links at no additional cost to you. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you'll be notified when our next episode is published. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.